So at this point, you're to imagine the chosen people going through the land of Egypt, led by the ones in fancy gowns, followed up by those from Tonga. Let those folks do a little movement here. Well, thank you, Burns Choir. Great stuff. Appreciate it, Peggy. It's amazing Don can fit that whole orchestra in this little black box. They were up there in the balcony. That's right, it's our kids. Well, as we come together, I ask you again that we be in prayer together. Dear Lord, from the looks of our newspapers and the internet and radio stations, you might wonder that everything is focused on economic crises, on politics, and yet it seems as though we in the United States and North America perhaps are a little too self-focused. Help us, Lord, to look beyond, to think of ourselves as citizens of the entire world. Allow us to recognize that not everyone in this world has it as well off as do we, that there are many of our brothers and sisters who don't have the luxury of meeting into a gorgeous church building like this. Many of our brothers and sisters meet in places under a tree. That most of our brothers and sisters don't have full bellies and warm beds and wonderful homes. This is not, Lord, to make us feel bad for what we have, but rather to help us celebrate our blessings and to recognize that, as I said earlier, we can do more to help those folks in our world, to recognize that we are one with all of your people. And so on this World Communion Sunday, we ask for your sensitivity, God, that we might model ourselves on the openness of Jesus the Christ, that we might, in this small display of unity, recognize that we are brothers and sisters one to another throughout the globe. And we also realize that we can do more. We can walk closer to your steps. We can be your people more fully. So we ask, Lord, that you hear us this morning as we pray in English, the prayer that your Son taught us to pray, that we now know as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.